Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have an amazing discussion coming up with Pam at Lumen Enlight Technologies. Welcome back, Pam.
Hi, Dr. Bill.
Now, of course, I have my Lumen pad I rely on at night, helping to sleep and relax my brain and help my eyes. I use my Lumen pads at my desk if I have issues I want to put over a sore body part or organ system I want to stimulate. It does a bunch of things. It increases the energy in the tissue. It increases the signal-to-noise ratio to activate your DNA and turn off inflammation. It's a main pain controller. I was watching the show this morning on Fox, and I heard some what I call so-called experts talking about the opioid crisis. Now, the opioid crisis happens because of three things. The drug companies want to sell opioids, which are basically a form of oral heroin to control pain, and it has an appropriate place very shortly after, say, a major surgery. But really, to be honest with you, if we were using Lumen pads, even in the post-op operative recovery room, and afterward, probably very few of these people would ever need to have any opioid type of molecule in their body to control pain, wouldn't they?
That is true. We've seen that over and over again. Mm-hmm.
So
the sooner you get the lights on there, the better.
So if you can put the lights on a veterinarian office animal, doggy, cat, or horse, and you can put it on a post-op person in the recovery area, and just turn it to setting 6 and 7 to return on pain and stimulate healing on a specific organ or tissue, you wouldn't need to have pain meds. What we have to understand is what I call the 7 pain gates. Now, we didn't talk about this before, but I'm going to release some information that I'm going to be publishing this year. I've been doing work on chronic pain, inflammation, and targeted tissues since the mid-1970s. I worked in the Synovia Analysis Lab and Research Laboratory in Medical School with Dr. John Woodbury, head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association. And afterward, I worked with Dr. Stu Donaldson, head of my office for 7 years working on surface EMG. I also work with Dr. Jim Hedgecock on the mapping of pain using A-delta and C-fibers, and I added potentiometry at the base of the skull to potentially measure the concatenated A-delta fibers going up from your peripheral tissues to your brain to synapse with the brain and the specific subthalamic nuclei. I know the 7 gates, and if you're taking notes, these are the 7 gates of pain. The first one is in my patent in 1986 for the Dynatans machine, which I'm going to repatent. And it's the first machine in the world that's a morphogenetic field machine, okay? And I'm going to repatent and change the technology somewhat. And that first gate is called the Langerhans gate. Dr. Langerhans, who actually over 100 years ago discovered the Langerhans complex in your pancreas, also discovered a complex in your skin. And if you actually biopsy it and look under phase contrast microscopy or electron microscope, you discover a synapse between autonomic nerves, sensory nerves, and it has a number of different factors, both leukotrienes, prostaglandins, and things like neurotenins, other very important molecules. And in fact, those are the actual point pressure points in the body. The acupuncturist can measure with the acupuncture point finder, but they regulate everything. They regulate the morphogenetic field that regulates your organ structure. If you don't have skin, you can't have pain, because if you don't have circuits go through the skin and the Langerhans gate, your brain cannot perceive pain. Now, I discovered this first in 1987 when I worked with nurses, and they were telling me, "Hey, doc, don't you know that these people don't start screaming until they grow skin back?" I said, "You're kidding." And so the first gate is called the Langerhans gate. The second one is called the dorsal root ganglia on each spinal nerve root level. And then that synapse is what's called the ascending spinal thalamic tract. That's gate 3. Gate 4 is the subthalamic nuclei. There's nuclei in the brain that perceive subconsciously pain. And they refer it to the temporal lobe, to a what's called a prefrontal cortex as well. So that's the seventh gate. So when you take narcotics, you're working at these higher gates, and it actually sets up a conditioned response paradigm, so actually people get addicted to the pain meds. They don't cut off the pain at the lower gate, which is your skin, so you can actually put opioids either iontophoretically at the skin, at the Langerhans gate, and other molecules to block the neural input to the brain at the first pain gate. But if you block it at the pain gate with things like lumen photon, you turn off the actual primary gate where pain is regulated. It's not up in the brain. So the first thing that when using opioids is actually it's wrong-headed. These so-called experts say, well, yeah, we have drugs that can take people off of opioids, but it doesn't deal with the patient's pain problem. 40% to 45% of Americans suffer with chronic pain, many of them for years, many of them trying to take medications, and, of course, the doctor wants a quick and dirty answer because they don't even understand what pain is or how to measure it. If you ask the average doctor, how do I measure pain, there's two technologies: digital thermography with a high-resolution digital camera, and a surface E-Delton C-fiber potentiometry using the technology that Dr. Jim Hitchcock developed that was subjective and approved in 97, and I objectively made it objective in 1999-2000. And I did a study with the Department of Motor Vehicles actually mapping out repetitive motion injury nerve entrapments. So I'm a world-class expert on this, and I can tell you all of these experts are idiots, every single damn one of them. And the medical profession is an idiot, and of course even the Attorney General of Florida, who was trying to sue Purdue Pharma, they're idiots, and Purdue Pharma itself are idiots, because if you try to get people in interventional pain clinics, which I was, by the way, doing boards when I got harassed by the medical board, I was getting ready to do my boards in interventional pain medicine at the main pain center here in Northern California. I was actually going to do my pain board, so I'd actually be working in the operating room, putting spinal pumps and stimulators in and doing advanced neural blocks using my technology. You could map pain out. And I was doing it for all the pain clinics in Colorado, Poudre Valley Clinic, the main ones in Denver and Colorado Springs. So when I hear people think that they know what pain is, they need to go toe-to-toe with Dr. Deagle and realize they know nothing. They don't know something. They don't even know the first molecule of truth about what pain is and how it's regulated by the central nervous system as an informational complex of seven gates. So what do you think of that little story?
I think that is really wonderful.
Right. Now, the problem is we have all of the parties involved, including Purdue Pharma and this Attorney General, and now a number of states are suing Purdue Pharma, the drug companies. Now, I don't agree with pain medications are great. No, and in fact, I got harassed over even the small number of people I took care of. And if they showed up positive on a drug test, because I was a Meritox drug tech toxicologist as well, then they were immediately discharged from the practice. Now, trying to get them into an interventional pain clinic with the insurance carriers is obscene, especially if you've got somebody that's a VA patient. They're just not going to damn well do it. So what do you have for them? Nothing. And in fact, a lot of these people suffer so much, they just commit suicide. So if you have a choice between suicide and taking OxyContin and fentanyl, you want to use a monitor of the patient, make sure they're not overusing it, but you want to give them OxyContin. So when I hear people that think it's all so evil, I say, well, when you have a deficient healthcare system like the social systems in Canada, Britain, and here in America, which insurance carriers try to dictate to doctors how to practice, or like the VA, very awful hospital system, they don't allow you treatment. Now, you've got to take control of your own health. That's why I tell people to use our NutriMeds. Don't, and this is a don't for everybody out there listening, after 13 and a half years in Genesis, don't think that you get my knowledge by listening to the show and you're going to find something equivalent elsewhere, NutriMeds, or you're going to be able to fix yourself using your combination of your knowledge and your naturopath, doctor, chiropractor, whatever it is. You're not going to. You need to have me kind of mentoring you to say, here, this is the right combination of whether it's surgical intervention, medical interventions, stem cell therapies, whatever, to actually work. And you need to be able to measure to see if whether what you were did actually worked. How many people do you think actually, if they have a pain patient, do a digital thermogram on them or a A-delta sensory nerve mapping?
I trained
doctors 15 years ago in San Francisco with our academy with Dr. Randall Cork, Dr. Jim Hedgecock, and others. And it's obscene how ignorant the profession is. And the public's even worse. And these damn lawyers and state attorneys general like this one, Pam Bondi in Florida, these people, oh, there's so much suffering. We got to stop the opioid crisis. What do you want people to do, just commit suicide from their chronic pain syndrome? That's what's going to happen if you don't get them into an interventional pain clinic or an acupuncturist that can actually block their pain at the pain gate or actually do something like, you know, a transforaminal nerve block or spinal block or put a stimulator or pump in there. What the hell are you going to do? So what you can do is get a lumen photon, take our nutraceuticals like Arthritics and Flamex, tendon mender joint performance, and our new Red Deer Velvet that's coming out this Friday. Yes, you can do something, but your damn doctor doesn't have these in his quiver, do they? Literally, I'm just kidding. And welcome back. So, you know, I'm going to turn things around here, but and you've been at this 18 years with Lumen, and now Lumen in Light. And we have a lot of new technology. If you go to our website, NutriMedical.com, you're going to get the most fantastic technology. And actually, the prices are reduced now that you're amalgamated back to the company. So I just recommended to a gentleman who had a pulse viral cardiomyopathy and went into hypotensive heart failure. I just got him out of hospital a few days ago because I was consulting daily. I have to actually give him a call right after the show again about his current status and his meds and everything. But believe it or not, they were screwing up, not terribly bad, but they were screwing up daily and didn't do the proper testing or other things that I wanted done. But what I want to turn it around is I want you to ask the toughest question you can, Pam, about what is Lumen? What is it doing to the body? What is it doing to cells? Ask the toughest question you can think of. What is this technology? Why does it work? Have you... You know, do you have a really good question or series of questions, or do you think you have the answers already?
Well, I don't think I have the answers because I think there's a lot more we need to learn about the actual.
I know it all. I know it all. Not just some of it. I know it all. I'm actually in the process of compiling a whole bunch of information. I'm afraid to publish it because what I know, if it's published, could make the most deadly subtle weapon in human history. Now, I want you to ask the toughest question. I won't kind of give up trade secrets that are going to allow people to turn this into like a whiz-bang super Buck Rogers in the 25th century weapon, but I want people to understand that what can be used for good can also be used for evil. The same technology, the Lumen pad, is actually wiping out the, I call the sticky notes of electrotoxins attached to your DNA. You can have to understand that you're constantly being bombarded with Wi-Fi networks, smart meters, Gwen towers, etc., and these are actually jamming your cellular communication between your telomeres, a little antenna in the end of your chromosomes, and your ion channels that regulate DNA induction to create messenger RNA for structural proteins and enzymes. That's a pretty big mouthful. But I understand not some of it. I know all of it. All. And what's really scary to me, because God made me wise for a purpose, because we're at the end of the age, for example. Right now, when you see the rise of the European Empire, and we're going to talk about this later on other shows, but I'll have Deborah Tavares back tomorrow. What people need to understand, the rise of artificial intelligence and hacking into human consciousness and so on, they're already hacking into your DNA with all the electrotoxins from just your home. Just step down transformers in your home and dimmer switches and smart meter stuck on the side of your home or your apartment. Now, believe it or not, this Lumen is like a big eraser erasing the crap off your DNA, the electrotoxin crap. So ask a couple real tough questions. What do you think? What would you like to know that you've never heard? Think of me as the Wizard of Is. What is going on? Not the Wizard of Oz, who's an old man stuck behind a curtain pulling levers. I really do have the answers for everything. Now, people say, that's not possible, Diggle. I say, well, I know 8 to 10% of the answers, 12% sometimes. But God gives me the answer instantly if I don't know, or even help me get the search words to find the search engines, find the scientists to stand on their shoulders like Dr. Linus Pauling on my quantum biotechnology research that I'm doing, or even development of the Red Deer Velvet DR that's going to arrive this Friday. So people need to know, I am extremely unique, and it's not for my sake, because a pain in the ass, to be honest with you, to be me. And I'm not an egomaniac. People say, well, because you're so smart, you must be an egomaniac. No, I'm a servant. I'm an older brother telling you that the human race is at a crossroads. And then we look at pain and the opiate addiction. They're going to put $6 billion in. What are they going to do? Sue all the drug companies so they don't have drug pills around? Not provide training to doctors to know what pain is or how to intervene it? When something as simple as lumen photons is available right now as a major way to turn off pain. If every veterinary clinic and every doctor's clinic and post-op plastic surgery and general surgery clinic in the post-op room slapped a lumen pad on the patient over their surgical site, they'd have a lot less pain over the next few days, wouldn't they? And set them home with a machine. Hey, slap these on the scar and put it on for like 15 to 20 minutes on frequency 7, and after so many days, we can start putting on the NICO frequency to stimulate your connective tissues and your scar to actually start healing faster than normal, increasing blood flow, perfusion, nitric oxide, and redox, and increasing the electron density of your cytochrome or your mitochondria to increase ATP and NADH. Blam, there's another mouthful. So go ahead with your question.
Well, I was just going to say that one of the things I'd like to hear you speak about is, you know, there in the literature, in the studies, they'll talk about the penetration that they are able to document with the light clearly doesn't account for all the effects that we see, because deeper structures and are affected positively by the light. And so if you could talk about the mechanism.
Okay, the histidine side groups of proline, basically in collagen. Is what's called the transmission channel for most phonons or harmonic resonant sound and electromagnetic frequencies throughout the body, what's called the DC circuit of cellular communication, which is both infrared light, electromagnetics, and sound or phonons. And because they're coherent, they open up ion channels and actually let minerals and amino acids in to actually turn on the genes to transcribe proteins. So even when the light doesn't hit a specific tissue, it's in what's called a chain of harmonic informational radiation deep into the organs to actually increase the redox rate or the level of oxygen and electron density in the cytochromes, but it also transmits information on the collagen to actually turn on genes. So, for example, your brain has nuclei in the base of the brain that send a signal down to your liver to tell it to still be a liver. So if you take someone's liver out and they've died, say, from a head injury, and you're going to transplant that liver, after 3 days it stops being a liver. Now, you could actually record the frequencies and pump the frequencies into that liver so it would last for weeks or months. So what's happening when you put the lumen lights over an area, you're actually sending in frequencies not just to the local tissues up to 8 or 10, 12 inches, but you're actually transmitting signals through the entire body. Because once it goes into the fascia, it spreads everywhere. Our body is a light body, or basically a holographic, nonlinear, stochastic, fuzzy logic hologram. And that holographic system actually condenses into DNA activation of minerals and their atomic resonance and amino acids to turn on gene transcription. Aging is just a deficiency of phonons and biophotons of light. So when the lights go out, the DNA gets shut off. You have the same genes when you die as when you're born.
Right.
So, and I just talked yesterday to the director of the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. I posited my theories because I listened to these knuckleheads even in the A4M conference, and I sat there for a whole week. And most of them were just chewing around the edges like a little mouse chewing around the edges of a big chunk of cheese, not getting to the center of the actual problem of what aging is and what disease is. Mm-hmm. But I do know everything. Not some of it. I know all of it. And what I'm working on is a series of technologies that's going to bring about what's called zero senescence, which means the years of Methuselah are going to be returned, and people that are old are going to start getting younger, not just stop aging. And you're going to start seeing the elderly or elderly people reemerge and enter sports, go back into the job force, and go back to university at 90 or 100. You're going to start seeing that emerge in the next 5, 10, 20 years. You're going to see the emergence of what's called the elderly. People regrowing a head of hair, rebuilding their muscle mass, increasing their bone density, reversing vision loss, regrowing organs not only de novo in their body, but maybe in organ laboratories where they can have them transplant once they reach the right size if they lost a limb, say, in a war. That's going to happen in the next 2 decades.
I believe it.
The emergence of the elderly. Do you like that?
I do. I love it.
The well elderly population. Not people hanging on to their last crust of bread, their last drop of oxygen, their last neuron-firing memories of their wife or their children. No, they're going to become well again. Systems, and welcome back, Bob.
Hey, Dr. Bill.
So, Bob, a lot of people don't realize the value of pure water. A few weeks ago, actually, I think it's around 3 weeks ago now, we had Jonathan Gray talking about this in his book, Will You Survive? And he actually pulled out some international studies showing that just really clean water can cure literally every disease you can think of or make it considerably better. Whether you're fighting cancer, heart disease, in terms of dehydration, if it's corrected by clean, filtered water that doesn't have any biotoxins, heavy metals, and other, you know, fragments of pathogens in them, can be remarkably healing. Now, all the other water systems out there, you know, this is the best water system, it's a gravity water system, etc., they all release and allow a tremendous amount of biotoxins, radioisotopes, pathogens, etc. They may gather some of the things up. For example, they might reduce the chances of getting Giardia lamblia or parasitic worms, but they don't stop viruses getting through. Fluoridation, chlorination, bromination, etc., pesticides, or just radiotoxins. And they certainly don't stop all the other chemicals that are in the biosphere from industry around the planet, so that there are 77 new chemicals every day that enter the biosphere. If they're manufacturing in Indonesia, within 4 to 5 days, they're in the west coast of the United States and all across the U.S. And people aren't aware of this. They don't think, well, that's not going to affect me. It's been estimated that half of the air pollution in, say, San Francisco actually comes from China. Isn't that interesting?
Well, it is. And you know, like you mentioned, the crucial thing is that, you know, that air pollution has traces of everything that is in the atmosphere from all over the globe. And, of course, what that means is that rains down onto the soil. It rains down onto the crops. It rains down into the highest mountains. I mean, they've done core samples 100 foot deep in Greenland ice and found all kinds of toxins in the stored in the ice. So, you know, there is no really genuinely safe, pure source of water anymore. In fact, even back let's go back 80 years when Professor Louis Claude Vincent was doing his original research in France, and they found only 4 sources in the world of water that met the BEV standards for biocompatibility.
Right.
And that's changed. I mean, that was, you know, 60, 80 years ago. And so we know nowadays that there just really is no source of water that you're going to find that doesn't have some kind of contamination that resides within it. And the water purification technologies that have been developed, unless they're a combination hybrid, tribrid, quadrubrid system like the BEV systems, they are all going to leave the end user exposed to one type or one class of contamination or another. And it's just, you know, I mean, to me, and I mentioned this before, I know your readers have heard me say that, your listeners have heard me say this, that why would you get in a car that you know is only going to get you partway to your destination? What do you want to do? Get out and walk the rest of the way? I mean, why would you get in on an airplane that only gets you partway to your destination? Why would you buy a water purification system when the destination that you want is pure, safe drinking water? Why would you invest your hard-earned money in a water system that only gets you partway there? That doesn't make sense to me. It's never made sense to me. And that's why the pure water systems are designed the way they are, is because well, I don't believe it's that I'm doing any justice to my customers and clients of our systems. I'm not doing them. It's unethical for me to provide a water system that doesn't solve the problem. And so our systems, with our combination of technologies, you know, you can buy lots of water systems that have granular activated carbon. Yeah, they're available. You can buy lots of them. Granular activated carbon, if done right, is good at removing organic molecules, pesticides, herbicides, industrial solvents. It does nothing to heavy metals. It does nothing to dissolved salts. It does nothing for radioactivity. It does nothing for bacteria, cyst, and virus. Okay, so, yeah, you can use granular activated carbon, and that's going to leave you exposed to all those other contaminants. Or you can get a reverse osmosis system, which is a pretty big step forward. That'll get you really close to your destination, but it won't get you all the way there because reverse osmosis is weak at nitrates and nitrites. It only removes about 50% of those, fluoride, bromide, halides. So reverse osmosis, while it does a good job, it's better than granular activated carbon alone, it still leaves you vulnerable. What about distillers? Well, those can get you pretty close to your destination. But what about the things that are distillate, that condense with the distillate, and you need to have a really high quality carbon filter after the distillation? And that still leaves you exposed to different kinds of contaminants. And so what about deionization, like they use in laboratories? Well, laboratories never use deionization alone because it doesn't remove bacteria, cysts, and virus and all the radionuclides. So you have to use a combination of technologies if you want to have.
Yeah, please continue.
What you're looking for.
Amazing, isn't it?
If the destination you want to reach is pure water, then don't buy a water filter that only gets you partway there. And so the pure water system, these are, you know, I was just up in Seattle last week servicing one of my laboratories customers. And, you know, the greatest thing, I use the exact same system I sell in my BEV 500. The only thing I've done is I've added an extra reverse osmosis membrane, so it produces water fast. And in that laboratory, because we're trying to reach the extreme purity, we don't use granular activated carbon as a post filter. We just use a 0.2 micron absolute rated membrane to make sure that the bacteria, cyst, and virus are removed. And we use ultraviolet light as a backup failsafe because the deionization systems that we use in our residential applications have not just DI resin, exact same resin that I use in my commercial customer, but it also has a little bit of granular activated carbon, makes the water taste a little better, makes sure it has a good fresh taste. We also have a membrane that removes bacteria, cysts, and virus. So in a home system, we put the purified water through a little carbon, whereas in a lab, we don't. That's the only real difference. And in a lab, I use an ultraviolet light for redundancy because I've got to have redundancy. But, you know, it's the exact same systems. And I went into that lab, and it was the greatest thing. I mean, I am always so proud of our lab systems because, you know, they need 10 mega ohm water, which is laboratory type 2 water. My system for the lab consistently producing 17.5 mega ohm water.
Right.
18.3 is the purest. So, our systems, my system that I make for residential is so well proven because I use it in laboratories all the time to make the purest water available.
I like your statement that get a filter, a pure water system filter, don't be the filter.
Yeah, don't be a filter, people. Don't let your immune system be the thing that's filtering out the toxins. just filter it out beforehand. And then, like Dr. Bill says, the benefit is your body responds to that pure water in such a way that it helps detox all the other crap that's in your body.
Exactly, yeah. Wonderful. We'll be back in just a minute with our second segment. Again, if you have questions regarding water, give us a call. Again, the number to call for questions are here.
It's a no-brainer. A big brain.
Welcome back. So, Bob, we've had some pretty amazing testimonials regarding this. Can you give us some input on that? People that have taken pure water, what kinds of stories do you have?
Well, you know, Dr. Bill, at Pure Water Systems, unlike a lot of water purification companies, we on our website, we don't list, testimonial after testimonial because, you know, everybody's a little bit different, and everybody responds a little bit different to pure water. But we do get a lot, and I just because they're kind of anecdotal and not good scientific, I try to, I don't put a ton of them on my website. There's a few. But, the things that I get so many comments from people. One of the ones that I like the best is when people call and say, hey, you know, we got this system, and our kids now don't ask for soda as much as they used to. In fact, they almost always come in and ask for more of that good water. And, you know, that's one of the greatest things, because if you can get your children to move away from this, it's almost a programming of their taste buds for sugary sweetness. And if you can move them away from that, that is a really, really huge step that you can take towards improving your child's long-term health prognosis. Because if they get addicted to this, I mean, in America, everything is so damn sweet. I mean, diet soda, even the diet soda is massively sweet. Everything is so sweet, and it gets people programmed that they got to have sweet stuff, and they keep going for more and more, and then they become obese. And so, you know, anything you can do to ease, to help back that off, and I mean, juices, sodas, all these sugary sweet drinks, high fructose corn syrup, it's killing our kids, and it's killing us. And so, you know, when you start to drink pure water, you're like, I like to tease people. I say, well, now you know what water doesn't taste like. And it's such a, people get so eager and hungry for really, really pure water once they kind of wean themselves away from the sugary sweetness. So I love it when parents call and say, you know, they call for their annual filters and they say, hey, you know, the greatest thing is my kids, they don't ask for the sodas anymore. And I take great pride in knowing that I've helped those kids make a big step towards their health.
Right, and also the enamel on their teeth, because the sodas, because the phosphates will actually chew away at the enamel.
Oh, the bad effects of all that soda and sugary sweetness. If you can wean your kids away from that by getting them to drink pure water, you are doing a tremendous service towards their long-term health. But, you know, the other thing I get so many people call, you know, I used to have so many knee pain. I have low back pain. I have pain in my joints. Well, a lot of those things come from what I call the diseases of deposition. Just like in your pipes in your house, you know, the minerals build up and create scale, and if you cut open a pipe of a 100-year-old house, you know, that might have been a 1-inch pipe when it started. It's down to about, you know, a quarter inch or less of area for the water to flow through. And this is the same thing that happens to people's arteries, and it builds up all this plaque and mineral deposits. Also, you know, kidney stones, gallstones, all, you know, calcification in the joints, you know, thrombosis, all these things that are the byproduct of too much mineral content in the body. You know, you always hear people say, oh, you need to drink water because it has minerals in it. Well, yeah, not really. Not really. It's a really bad delivery mechanism for the minerals that you need in your diet is relying on water. That is really foolish because, you know, West Texas water is way different than Portland, Oregon water. And Seattle water, Vancouver, British Columbia water, way different than the East Coast or California or the desert Southwest. Yeah, you can drink water that's got minerals in it, including arsenic, lead, cadmium, mercury. So, you know, it's really just amazing how many people will call and say, I don't have as much back pain as I used to. I don't have as much knee pain as I used to. Because the body is slowly working out through the detox process. You create the environment for your body to release those toxins when you drink pure water. Otherwise, you're just adding to that load that the body's trying to cope with. And water, I always tell people, water's not important for what it brings. It's important for what it carries away.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
You know, and I guess, you know, people will tell me, oh, shouldn't it have this pH or these minerals? Or I'm like, no, that's not it. That's not the goal of pure water. It's to hydrate your body and it, you know, disperse, you know, it's a lubricant. It's a dispersant. It helps disperse the nutrients in the blood. I mean, you can do, you know, pure water acts like a natural I hate it when I do this on words on the tip of my tongue. If you take Coumadin reduce the electronegativity, to increase the electronegativity in the blood, you know, natural pure water does that. It spaces the blood cells further apart. It helps people reduce their hypertension. You know, so there's so many benefits of drinking really pure water and staying hydrated with really pure water. I mean, I get so many calls from customers. I'm lousy at repeating them because, you know, it's one of those things. I like to hear it from my customers. I don't always tell other people because everybody's different. But the fact is, you know, there's so many benefits to drinking extremely pure water. And detoxification is the key thing. And of course, Dr. Bill, you've been great. We've been partners now for what? Almost as long as my company's been around. We met long back
it's well over 10 years now. So what people should understand is if they listen to the advice I give, it'll be live long and prosper. If they don't listen and they buy water systems or vitamins and supplements from elsewhere, they're going to suffer. They're going to waste their money. They're going to actually bioaccumulate or not build the building blocks to slow or reverse the aging process. And water is one of the most important things. If you don't detoxify, one of our environmental doctors won't give credit to them, but they came up with this good statement, detoxify or die. And the first step of detox is to hydrate with clean filtered water. If you're not detoxifying, you are dying. You're going to bioaccumulate heavy metals, pathogens, parasites, viruses, all kinds of stuff. In fact, the cancer clinics will tell you, do not drink normal tap water if you're under chemo. You have to drink, you know, filtered bottled water, or you're going to get sick or die. That's a real serious thing. If your immune system is so impaired that normal tap water will kill you, it gives you an idea how bad tap water is.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, the key is detox or die. If you're not drinking, if you're not hydrated, number one, you've got to be hydrated. Number two, why would you hydrate with water that carries the very toxins in it that you're trying to get rid of? That doesn't make any sense. So hydrate, 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 and then make sure it's pure, pure water that is free of contaminants so that the detox process that's built into your body can actually function and reduce the toxic load and carry away all the other crap. Water's important for what it takes away. So, you know, drink pure water. Dr. Bill's been great. And, you know, for all the listeners on this show, there isn't, Pure Water Systems, we're really strict about the price that our doctors can charge for our systems, because we don't want, you know, one doctor to get mad because another doctor sold it for this guy. Dr. Bill, you can always save 10% with the code NutriMed.
Exactly. NutriMed, if you call and if you go online, go through our website link at shop products under NutriMedical.com. See you right there. Bob will get you rebooked. And my son Matthew is coming on in hour three. He's on every second week, alternate for Jonathan Gray. Amazing updates we're going to talk about. And we'll be back in just a moment. Stay right there, Bob.
Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.